This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Kicking off hour number three, the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the number. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We return to the phones, to the fun. Brent in Missouri, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Brent.
Well, I guess you want me to recap or just keep moving?
Yeah, do a quick recap and then move on.
Well, I was talking with a lady today, and she seemed to think that education was a right. And I thought about this some, and I think the point of that story is just that I think I came up with a pretty decent definition for what constitutes a right as opposed to pretty much anything else.
Okay.
It's just a right, something that is inherent to being a human being that can only be taken away. It can't be given to you. It can't be given to you unless it's already been taken away by somebody else, and then basically it's just returning to you. They like freedom.
I see.
Or something like that. But, I mean, you see what I mean? Like, you know, an education is something that is not inherent to you. It
right.
can't be taken away because it's not something that you just have.
You don't have a right to things. You don't have a right to services to be being
Absolutely.
Provided by others.
Exactly.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And that's what an education is. If you have a right to an education, then I am obligated to teach you. I have to teach you.
You as an educator.
Right.
And I also think this kind of applies to, like you all were talking about, I think you were talking about the Bill of Rights before the break at some point a little bit. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, Second Amendment gives us a right to have a gun. Well, that kind of implies that if I go down to the gun shop and I don't have any money, they have to give me a gun because it's my right to have one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's basically, I think that the Bill of Rights is saying, it's not saying, you know, the government will give you these things. It's not saying the government gives you the freedom of speech. It's just saying the government can't take these things away from you.
Exactly. The government can't take away your right to bear arms. It doesn't
exactly.
mean you have a right
exactly.
To acquire a firearm. It
yeah.
just means that
exactly.
if you do and you want to bear it, then you've got a right to.
Yes.
Well said, Brent. Did you have anything else for us?
Well, I actually was looking for some advice from you all. I know you've mentioned a couple of times that you both own real estate, I think,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. And I was actually thinking about, and have been basically since I graduated from high school, thinking about buying real estate, and I actually came across kind of a deal on a large piece of property, like a 20-unit apartment complex, and that seems like kind of an aggressive first step, I suppose.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely aggressive.
Kind of wondering
aggressive.
About your thoughts on that.
What kind of a deal, first of all?
Well, it's making money as is right now. Like, it's all actually 19 of the units are rented right now.
Just because it's making money for them doesn't mean that it'll make money for you.
Yeah, which is something I've thought about, but I also did that basically the mortgage calculations, and with the amount that it's making over what it's costing per month, I could pay the mortgage, but also having a small amount of experience in the area, I don't know. I mean, it kind of, I have some reservations about jumping in that deep.
What experience? So you say you have a small amount of experience. What are you referring to?
Well, basically, my grandmother is a landlord and owns a couple of 16-unit apartments.
So you're familiar with tenants and
not direct experience, but I mean, I've kind of seen how it works a little
right.
bit. You know,
what's the deal? I mean, I don't know. We're not obviously. We don't know what property you're looking at. I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah.
The 20 units for how much? I mean, what's?
Well, it's going for $400,000. Which is a pretty decent deal because all the units are running for about $500 a month, which, I mean...
Doesn't sound too bad, but I mean...
It doesn't sound too
yeah.
bad. Now, how are you going to be able to get the kind of credit that it's going to take to buy this?
You're going to need if it's a multi-unit property, you're going to need a 20% down payment, too. I mean, that's
yeah.
80 grand.
Yeah. I have most of the down payment, and
wow.
I've got some sales experience. I'm planning on trying to convince the lady to... do some seller financing.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Well, now,
like,
I'm a little concerned. I don't know what, I mean, do you have any plans at all to get involved in the Free State Project?
I do, actually.
Well, then why buy in Missouri?
Actually, this is in Iowa.
Ah.
I'm thinking about basically buying this, getting some cash coming in to the point where I can hire somebody else because I'm actually thinking about moving there and living in the unit. Like living in the building,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then coming back to Kansas City once in a while and have business to do here.
I don't have anything to say that's against it. It's a big thing to bite off and chew, and you've got to be sure that you want to do it because it's yours. This is I mean, it's like the commitment to the Army. You're going to do it because
that's going to be a lot on your hands. I mean, 20 units. Yeah. I mean, dealing with a duplex or a quad quadplex is one thing, but 20 units is a whole other thing.
So you've done the math on
it's
it.
It's a full-time job.
Just a second now. You've done. I mean, it may not be a full-time job. Have you done the math on it?
I've done the math on it.
How much money per month does it make?
Well, I mean, it brings in about $8,000 a month. If you take off the vacancy factor, you know, maybe talking like $7,200, maybe $7,500 a month or so. And then the expenses that the lady's paying right now are about $3,000 a month generally. You know, I mean, that's an average.
For
she gave me 12 months of kind of history on it.
Is that taxes?
And say what?
Is that taxes?
The $3,000, what's that? What is that? The
$3,000? That includes taxes. She's actually paying a maintenance guy.
Okay.
And then
You can do maintenance type stuff?
I can do most, like, I can't do, there's some things that I can't do.
Yeah,
but,
I understand.
You know, the great majority of things, you know, fixing a busted toilet, fixing light bulbs, you know, your basic things I could easily take care of.
Usually renters take care of their own light bulbs.
Yeah, it sounds like you got it together. I mean, how old are you, Brent?
22.
You're 22 years old. You've got the down payment. You've got
$80,000. I have a college fund, which I didn't end up dipping into for college.
Now, hold on just a second. Before you go any farther with it, Brent, what's the mortgage payment on it? Because you told me what the expenses were.
That's the thing is, those are the expenses without the mortgage payment. So that gives, I'm thinking about $4,000 for a mortgage payment, and the mortgages that I was looking at were running about $3,500-ish.
Okay.
You know?
So, and there's going to be
there's a little leeway there for mess-ups.
How much money are you going to make on this per month?
Well, over the top, I mean, maybe only like $400 or $500 a month, but on the other hand...
Does that include the unit that you're going to be staying in?
Yeah, that's with that kind of factor.
So you're going to be basically making free rent and then working for the apartment?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Obviously, the main value of it to me is building the equity because, I mean, I'm 22. I don't have any kids or
I get where you're coming
from,
but right
like
now,
that,
equity isn't getting built, man.
That's what do you
true.
Mean, Mark? What
There's
mean,
not
Mark?
A lot of equity being built.
What's
real
equity?
Equity is how much money is in money that's in the investment of.
But the housing market is so low right now that it kind of seems like this might be the time to jump on something.
It absolutely is,
you know?
And it's a time to do it if it's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
And but at this point, it looks like what you're going to be doing is busting your hump for to make 19 people happy while you do it for basically your free rent.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a full-time job.
It's got to make you happy from the beginning.
Dealing with those people.
Yeah.
I got to say that if I had $80,000 just sitting in an account ready to be part of an investment, I would make myself really comfortable first. I would go and take it easy, take it simple. I mean, you don't own any property right now, right? I would just go and find, for instance, Mark, you've been looking at properties in New Hampshire here, and you saw there was a trailer for sale for like $40,000. I mean,
sure looked good there. When you're talking about payments of $250 a month.
He wouldn't even have to make payments.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's got $80,000 sitting around, there's properties you could buy outright, Brent, and then you would have no mortgage payments, and then any other money
that
you
make. Job you love.
You could work at something that you love to do, and then that whole time you could be looking at other properties as far as investments are concerned to where you could branch out, maybe get a duplex over here and a quadplex. I mean, I was thinking about getting a 3 or 4 unit place, and now that I have a duplex, I'm glad that that's all I have. I'm glad that all I have to deal with is one tenant. I'm occupying one side. They've got the other. There's enough on my hands right now for me to deal with all the other things in my life. I can't imagine falling into a 20-unit apartment complex. I mean, that would just be just overwhelming, and you don't know what kinds of crap is going to hit the
fan. If you were making $1,000 a month or something on it, then I might give you
money. Here's what I would do if I were you, Brent. Go to MLSPulse.com. It's a great Northeast MLS service. Look for some properties in New Hampshire and just buy one outright. Come up here. Thanks for the call, man. And let us know what you decide to do. 800-259-9231. It's Mark and Ian, your real estate experts. No, actually, we don't know that much. We're just talk show hosts, but we've got opinions, too. And we do have a little bit of experience. More of the way, you take control of your airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent. Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 14th, 2006. Gold opened at $588.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $623.15. Again, that's $623.15 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. The dollar is getting battered, and foreign countries have a significant impact on the price of gold. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities, and bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas republished the 1931 book, Oh Yeah, An Economic Review of the Great Depression. Are we close to the same type of disaster? Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get on our listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com. And you can add yourself to it, like over 1,500 of our listeners have currently done, adding themselves as a digital pushpin on our international map of listenership at map.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Spooner in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Spooner.
Yes.
Hi, Spooner. What's up?
On the roads and the landlocked issue that you were discussing earlier?
Yes, the idea that if roads were privately owned, couldn't a road owner close someone into their property and keep
right.
them there?
Now, Ian, I love your pure free marketeer instincts, but I think you're wrong on this.
Okay.
And being the real estate moguls that you are, you must be familiar with the idea of easement and access rights to property, right? Or maybe you're not.
I know that the easement is something that the government owns on my property. That much I know about.
Well, it's not exactly your property. It's the government's property.
Well, it's not exactly the government that owns those rights. That's the property owner that has those rights. And I know the government's mixed up in it. But those sorts of rights are based on ancient common law property type principles, which are based on libertarian first use and occupancy type of principles.
Really? Now, so how does easement work in common law? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, I'm not an expert at any of this, but I know the basic libertarian pure free market viewpoint isn't exactly what Ian was portraying there. I think if you read Rothbard's For a New Liberty, I think he gets into this. I was hunting around, and there's a copy around here somewhere, but I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read Rothbard's For a New Liberty?
No, I think one of our listeners sent it to us. I don't think either of us have had a chance to do it. Are you suggesting that in a free market there would be some sort of right to access your property? I mean, how would that work out?
Well, break down property principles, libertarian property principles, they don't just come into being because the government auctions them off. According to libertarian principles, property becomes appropriated to a person when he first uses it, right?
Okay.
So if you let's say the Indians go into some valley every spring and harvest buffalo that happen to migrate through that area every
mm-hmm.
year.
They've homesteaded that property.
So when those Indians first did that, they established certain sorts of rights. It's not these geometric coordinates that a lot of libertarians, I think like yourself, are kind of getting mixed up with. It says now you have all control over everything that happens within some certain geometric coordinates on Earth. It's your rights are same thing with, say, with radio waves. They cross through areas and stuff. So the rights that a person appropriates to himself when he first uses some of nature have to do with exactly what he does. So, like, if the Indians are harvesting the buffalo in the spring, they've got the right to do that. And you can't show up there in the summertime and build a Disney World in their valley, and when they come up the next year...
Yeah, put up fences and guys with guns to keep them out.
Right. So
sounds fair.
But wait a minute, wait. So if the Indians only come during the springtime to harvest the buffalo, and I come in the summer and put up fences, and I didn't know the Indians were coming there during the spring, then they come back in the springtime, then we've got ourselves a fight on our hands, don't we?
Well, no, you've got yourself a dispute, and according to common law principles, you could both state your case. It would be pretty clear that the Indians were there first.
Yeah.
And now you could go there in the summer and have your summer
rainbow. How do we know the Indians are lying? How do I know the Indians aren't lying? They claim they were there first, but I'm here first. I'm the one that built the fences. I'm the one that homesteaded the property.
You're changing the subject to how to conduct some sort of dispute resolution. That's not the issue. The issue is how do property rights come into being? And there's the idea that certain trails and highways are available for people to use because that's how they were first anciently used. Is a legitimate libertarian.
But then who's responsible for maintaining these trails and highways? And aren't they liable for, shouldn't they be compensated for that?
Well, if someone wants to start doing that, then they can do that. But that doesn't mean that, it's the same thing with like national defense. If you provide defense for the nation and someone freeloads, well, that's part of. That was part of the deal.
My property, Spooner, and I own the road, and I don't want to allow Spooner on my road, then I should be free to exclude you.
But you don't own the road.
What if I do own the road?
Traveling through that, there can be totally private roads. But what I'm saying is, there can be.
Well, that's what you're talking about.
A parking lot is a totally private
road. It is.
But there are pieces of property that became established, and with that property are the rights to get access to the trail.
I understand that, but what we're talking about, Spooner, is where these roads that you're referring to would then be owned, instead of by everyone, they'd be owned by an individual or a company or something like that, and those people could set the rules.
Well, of course, but that's not, when people start bringing up these lifeboat-type situations to disprove pure free marketeerism, they bring up the idea that as though all the roads would be private, and by that they mean what you're kind of saying, which is some one individual has complete control over who can go on them, regardless of the fact that there's...
Is that not a possibility?
No, because already established through... ancient history is the right...
But it doesn't matter to me what ancient history says. As the road owner, I don't care what ancient history says. I own the road, and I can set the rules for it.
How did you acquire those rights?
I bought the road.
From who?
From the government.
The government, the government's claiming they own all of those rights is a violation of libertarian principles right there.
I understand that, but we've got to do something to get those roads out of the hands of government and turn them over to private individuals.
All you have to do is factor out the government's whatever intervention is they have. You can get rid of that and leave the rights that existed before the government appropriated those rights.
And then you're just going to hope that somebody homesteads the roads and starts taking care of them. And if I didn't buy the road from the government, I homestead the road and I start taking care of it, then at some point it must become my road, right?
They were already homesteaded. There's people have been traveling on those roads to get to their property for a long time.
Okay. Well, Spooner, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Makes a solid point.
I see the point he's making. I don't know if it really holds much water.
Well, it's no, because you want to make things as simple as possible. And when you simply trap someone on their property, you've simply imprisoned them.
Well, I think that's simply ludicrous to suggest that anybody would actually do something like that.
That's what you think. I've come up with a very reasonable scenario on how it is that
I
can get trapped. I have. You own the road. I own the property that I get there. I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple that I could get trapped on my property.
How are you going to trap me on my property?
No, I'm talking about me now.
How am I going to trap you on your property?
You tell me I can't get on your road. I have a car.
Which means I would have to enforce that on you at a considerable cost. Which
remember,
is not
we don't like
worth
each other.
And it's not worth
have
it. I'm trying to run a business.
People's families died in these things.
I'm trying
yes,
to run a business
care.
And make a profit. I'm not going to spend the money to trap you
that's
on your
you
property.
Say.
More on the way. You take control. Free talk.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, allows you to bring up whatever you want. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the bulletin board system with over 130,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. Lots of fun stuff and serious issues all being discussed, and it's free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we've been talking about this ludicrous idea that when we've discussed private roads in the past, and we're talking about it again tonight, it's just so interesting that when we talk about privatization of roads, you really have to go to the most extreme of insane ideas to try to punch holes in this concept. The idea of people owning roads on a private basis, whether they be individuals, charities, or businesses, is a great idea because it's going to get the government out of the roads business. It's going to cut costs as far as what it actually costs to build and maintain these roads. The roads will likely be maintained in a much faster order than they currently are today. There's all kinds of benefits to getting roads in private hands. But you come up with an objection like this one, and it's just so nutso to suggest that, oh, well, if all the roads were private, then you could just trap me on my property and starve me to death if you didn't like the way I had my hairstyle. There are some other nutso suggestion. And I just think, I mean, why? You really believe this would happen? You
absolutely
really believe this?
Do you really believe it wouldn't? Do you really believe that somebody wouldn't get into a dispute with someone else and then be stuck on their property because that person owned
How many times has Walmart, as our caller pointed out earlier, parking lots are private property. How many times has Walmart decided to force someone to stay in their parking lot and starve them to death?
Force them into their parking lot? They couldn't do such a thing.
No. Once they came to go shopping at Walmart, they could have seen that they had the wrong color hair or whatever it is that the Walmart owners didn't like, or they didn't worship Jesus, and so they put up a barricade around their car in order to keep them there and force them to stay on their property.
How many times has Walmart banished people from their property?
I don't know.
I think it happens on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's all I'm proposing that would happen, is that a business owner would say, you can't come on my property anymore, mm-hmm. You're a jerk, and that's it.
Right, but you seem to be ignoring the costs involved, Mark. I mean, what is it going to cost you to keep me, the jerk? Let's say I'm the jerk and you're the road owner. You own every single road on the outside of my house, and you can trap me onto on my property. What's it going to cost you to keep me there?
I don't know. Maybe maybe I have some kind of sun pass or speed pass thing that if you don't have it in your car, the little forked things come up in the road and they rip your tires apart as you drive over them.
Mm-hmm. So I have a friend with a sun pass come and pick me up and take me places.
There you go.
Okay, so you haven't trapped me then.
Apparently not.
How are you going to trap me in my property?
There you go. If your friend's driving, I guess there wasn't much you could do.
Okay, so you can't trap me in my property. Great. Glad
well,
I won that one.
You solved that little libertarian dilemma.
Good. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Richard in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
G'day, guys. I'm
hey, Richard.
Calling
hey, Richard.
From the Gimme Liberty Bar in Second Life.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah. So the other bloke said in there to remind you about the party on Saturday night, but what I'm calling up about is just a quick point with that bloke before with the real estate, just underscoring the importance of crunching the numbers and removing the emotion. What he should also do is, presumably he'll do a spreadsheet for it, see what his mortgage repayments are going to be if they increase, and also put in a variable so that you can see how much money you're going to be getting back if you're suffering, say, a 20% vacancy in the actual tenancies in there.
Sure.
Because that $500 is, you know, it's a little bit sort of slim. So if he's doing the numbers, put those in as a few variables.
Excellent suggestions. I mean, $500 is a pretty slim margin, especially when you're talking about a 20-unit apartment complex.
It's one unit or 5%.
Yeah, and there's always a good chance. And there's always a good chance that a couple of your people are going to be flakes and then just leave you, or two or three people, and it could happen within a 2 or 3 month window. You never know what's going to happen with that many people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Richard, thank you for the good advice. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, no, that's it. I'll catch you later.
Cheerio, 800-259-9231. Wait, that's not an Australian thing.
No, I think
Did
that's
I say
a,
cheerio in
yeah,
Australia?
No,
Australia?
I don't believe they do.
All right, let's talk to...
I think they beat up people that say cheerio.
Sam in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sam, what's on your mind?
All right, Ian, I got one that might stump you here.
Okay.
So let's go back to the roads idea, but take it on a bigger scale. So somebody buys all the roads in a given neighborhood, okay?
Oh, just a neighborhood. Okay, got it.
And then they... Say they put guards at the maybe 3 or 4 entrances, and they charge $1 million to get in and out. So what happens to the property values? People can't obviously get in and out with any ease,
mm-hmm.
So they eventually would want to sell their houses, but nobody's going to want to buy them. So the road owner ends up getting these houses for maybe $20K or something, eventually is able to buy all the houses in the neighborhood, sell them back, and then...
Well, why did the neighborhood sell that guy the roads in the first place?
Maybe they
can't get in and out of their house.
No. Why'd they sell them the roads in the first place?
Oh,
if the neighborhood owned their roads already, as many neighborhoods do...
Many neighborhoods don't.
At some point, the roads are going to come up for sale, and you'd have the option to buy them, wouldn't you think?
Do you own this road out here?
So you're saying the guy is putting up barricades on the outside of the neighborhood to prevent people from coming in unless they can pay $1 million to come in.
Or whatever the money is, but some outrageous.
And you're saying that the people would sell their houses to this guy because nobody else could afford to even come in to look at the houses, basically.
Well, they would have to sell, and because he's charging $1 million to get in and out of the neighborhood, the property values are going to decline, wouldn't they?
Well, the one thought I have on this and is just that there might be a couple of guards come up stiff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Stiff? Like dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, not everybody out there is as principled as
Maybe there's some sort of... I didn't say that I wouldn't... I mean, if somebody was preventing me from getting to my house, I didn't say I wouldn't use violence. And maybe insurance companies could be a factor here. Maybe protection agencies could have a contract. I mean, if stuff like this starts happening, which I think is nutso, then the insurance companies would start writing an agreement saying, well, if somebody buys up the roads near you and tries to prevent you from getting to your house, we'll come in there and put a stop to it.
Okay.
But they own the roads. How are you going to put a stop to it?
Violence. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
It's property rights, man. I own that.
Uh-huh. Well, I own my guns.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Roy in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Roy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, that guy beat me to it about property values. That'd be one way that it would benefit them to cut access to the roads. And, of course, only they know that they're going to open the roads back up again, so nobody else would want to buy the property. It's interesting that Manwich...
Mark.
Mark. Mark said he had his guns and he could take care of it that way. It's the same solution for you cutting him off.
I said that, I think.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? It was the same solution, what?
As far as if you were keeping him from his house, the same with the guns and something he didn't mention before. But also, you were talking about homesteading.
Yeah.
And the thing is, just like that one caller said, people have been using those reds forever. If you can homestead them, then they're already homesteaded. To buy them from the government would be the government taking them away when they're already rightfully homesteaded.
I don't understand your point. Can you rephrase that?
Thousands of people are using them every day. If there's anyone who's homesteading them, it's the people who, you know, if they can be homesteaded, then it's the people who are already using the roads.
Yeah, I understand that people are. I understand that people are using the roads, but at some point those roads are going to need repair. They're going to need a fresh coat of tar. At which point, then, which of the homesteadees is going to take care of that? If there's thousands of people that have homesteaded it, who's going to be responsible for it?
I don't know, but if they want to use the roads, I'm sure they'll take care of it.
No, I don't think they will.
Well, someone has to figure it out. I mean, what are the logistics there? How are you going to get them together in order to figure out who hires the tar company?
Right. When was the last time you went to the library and mopped out the bathrooms?
Great call. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
Community property really is a problem.
Yeah, community property sucks. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And anything goes, even in the remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program. and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this could be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. And the store is open for business. We're still in a pre-order phase. The pre-order phase is ending for sure this Sunday, which is Constitution Day, as a matter of fact. So we've chosen Constitution Day as the final day for
pre-orders. No good reason at all.
Well, it's just the nearest holiday.
Yeah, it's as good as any.
And it's Constitution Day, so there you go. And which, by the way, some of our items are priced at a very constitutional price of $17.76.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Store.freetalklive.com. When you add when you add items to your cart, you'll notice a discount because of the pre-order discount, which is in effect until Sunday or through Sunday. So go to store.freetalklive.com. There's Free Talk Live shirts, hats, DVD sets and more, all there. In fact, I was talking to one of the college guys here in Keene. He said that the reason why he hadn't ordered anything until last night, and we kind of pushed it pretty hard last night,
mm-hmm.
was because he'd just been procrastinating. He just kept putting it off and putting off. He really wanted to order, just other things come up. You put stuff off, and if you keep putting it off past Sunday, you're going to miss out on the pre-order discount of over 7%. So do it now. Stop what you're doing and go to store.freetalklive.com. Also, another way to help support the show is to go and buy an advertisement with us on the back side of our bumper sticker. We're selling the back printing on the bumper sticker. This is something that radio stations do all over the place. Essentially, what we're doing is you're going to get 5,000 imprints. You're going to get 5,000 people looking at your advertisement for less than the cost of a fraction of what it costs to direct mail things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, companies pay all kinds of money for direct mail, and all we're hoping to do is cover the cost of the bumper stickers. It's going to be 20 cents a piece as far as the printing and the...
Yeah, it's over 20 cents a piece,
and
like 22 cents.
22 cents to get it. Printing and get it in someone's hand.
Right. So you can have your message on there for a fraction of the cost of what it would normally cost you to send your message via direct mail to anybody else. Again, go to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid on that. All right. So we were talking about the roads issue and the idea that if roads were privatized, then some nutso private owner could lock people in their homes and do all kinds of mean stuff to them. But really, the chances of that happening are pretty slim. I mean, honestly, Mark, they're pretty slim. And one thing that we know is that government roads, government-run roads, give the government agents, the government police, the ability to go virtually anywhere. Government police officers can use the government roads to access most every single part of town because most roads are government-run. I mean, they can't get into gated communities because the guards are there, the gates are there, the walls are around the community, the roads in there are private. They have to be allowed into those gated communities. So the fact that government runs the roads actually puts us all at more risk from being harassed by the police or having the police come after us. And you talk about harassment. You talk about people being locked on their property by some nutty road owner. Well, what about the cops that have a vendetta against you? What about the cops that don't like the way you look? What about the cops that think you're a jerk? These guys could literally stake you out, pull you over whenever you leave your house, and plant evidence in your car and throw you in jail. I mean, the situation we have today...
It does happen, and that's why I'm telling you that it seems just as likely to me that they could. The other scenario could happen.
Well, it is not as likely, because the other scenario has costs involved, and the business owners... These roads would be a business, a for-profit business where people must be satisfied, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike today, there's no satisfaction required for government roads. So you keep ignoring the cost factor, which it would cost quite a bit of money to keep somebody in their home. Whereas with the police, it doesn't cost them anything to sit in their car, idling outside your house, waiting for you to leave, pull you over as you're halfway down the road, saying your driver's license or your tag light was out, as they plant a crack rock in your back seat, bring a drug dog over to sniff it out, and then you're going to jail. So, and these abuses happen all of the time.
Well, not all the time, but they do happen.
They don't happen maybe to you very often, but let me tell you, if you're black or Hispanic in certain areas of this country, they do happen all the time.
Why are
those
they
people are targeted, Mark.
Why are they just going to plant a rock on somebody because they're black?
Who knows? Maybe they're a racist and they don't like black people. That's certainly possible, and it's something that has absolutely happened in the past. And it doesn't cost them anything, because they're not paying for the gas, and they're not paying for the car.
I think most of the time that it happens, it's one of two reasons. A, the cops see something in the car they want, like $150,000. Or B, they know this
person... Well, if it's $150,000, they don't have to plant a crack rock. They can just take it.
At that point, they might be able to bargain for it and all that kind of other things. I mean, maybe it's
who's
not going to
bargain for what?
All right. Suppose the cop finds you with $10,000 mm-hmm. in your car. And then he says, look, I found this bag of crack rocks. Mm-hmm. Would you rather give him the $10,000 or would you rather go...
He doesn't have to pull out the crack rocks. Just take the $10,000.
And then somebody's going to report it, and then he has to come up with a story and all that other stuff.
No, he's going to report it.
They report it all the time. We get stuff like that.
Nobody is going to report... look... There's no evidence of it. If I pull you over and I'm a cop and I search your car and I find $10,000, I'm going to take I'll take the $10,000 and leave, and you'll be happy I didn't arrest you on some sort of
charges. I disagree entirely.
Charges.
I'm going to raise holy hell if you take my $10,000.
What evidence do you have?
None, but I'm going to get a lawyer.
What were you doing driving around with $10,000? Are you a drug dealer?
I'm not a drug dealer.
Well, what were you doing driving around with $10,000?
I was going to buy a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you say.
That's all I have to say.
And how are you going to prove you had $10,000?
Well, here's the withdrawal slip from my bank.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to prove that it was our officer that took it from you?
Well, I got pulled over. That's all I can tell you. Mm-hmm. And here's a picture on my camera phone of him sitting behind me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Still circumstantial evidence at best.
It is absolutely circumstantial right. evidence. Now, I'd like you to
what
bring about the circumstances... where I get my $10,000 back.
How are they going to give that back to you? I mean, there's been people that have had their life savings stolen.
I got an idea. Let's go search his home without a frickin' search warrant and take the $10,000 back.
You can't do that. You're not a police officer.
You're right. That's exactly what
see?
It is.
The deck's stacked against you, Mark.
I understand
that
it's stacked against me, but you can see how there's going to be a great argument, and the press is going to have a heyday with it.
Not really. Have they had a heyday with the Hispanic dudes that had their life savings stolen from them by the police? Where's the heyday there? There was an article. We talked about it. Did it make the front page of ABC News? No, it didn't.
Well, it's not national news. It's local news. It's a local issue.
I understand that. Where's the heyday?
I don't
Where's
know.
Where's the follow-up?
We don't get to see all the local news.
I understand we don't get to see all the local news, but these stories happen all of the time, Mark. They happen year after year.
They do happen year after year.
With different confiscations. It's not always cash. Sometimes it's one time it was this guy's plane. He was, he saved up all his money and he bought a plane and he was, it was a private plane service where you hire him out. He takes you from point A to point B, you pay him and he's done, right? Well, somebody hired him to take them from point A to point B, and it turned out that at point B there were some cops waiting for him. The guy that had hired the plane was a drug dealer, and so because there was drugs on the plane, they confiscated the man's plane, even though it was clear that he had nothing to do with it. It was just the drugs were on the plane, take the plane, and then the guy had to spend years in court and thousands of dollars, like $50,000 in order to even go after and possibly get his plane back. And honestly, I don't even know if he actually did ever get his plane back. So... They have no obligation to help you, and the press doesn't seem to care that much. So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Hire a lawyer. That's all you can do.
Well,
make as much noise as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Protest.
Mm-hmm. So then you're out. Then you're out the lawyer's fees.
Lawyer's fees and the time protesting.
Right. You'd be better off just moving away and starting to save your money again and try again from scratch. Because really, the chances that you're going to be able to defeat the government and get them to turn over their booty to you is very unlikely. So my point is that in today's society, government has the ability to harass you in exactly the ways, just slightly different, but pretty much the way that you're talking about. They can harass anybody they want to, and there's virtually no punishment for the government agents that are doing the harassing.
Oh, I entirely agree that the government can trap you on your land. It's called suspending your license, and it's pretty darn effective.
You can still walk, take the bus.
You can, but it's, believe me, it's a lot like being trapped.
But my point is, if they want to target you, they can. If they want to go after you and bring charges against you, they can. And there's very, very little you can do about it. So, personally, I'd rather take my risks in the free marketplace. I'd rather take the risk that some nutty road owner is going to trap me on my property than have to deal with an insane, dangerous government, Mark. It seems like an easy trade-off for me.
Well, to you it does.
I'm not a jerk.
The government's not dangerous to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that, but just wait until one of them gets angry at you. And then see what happens. You're not a black or Hispanic man living in a poor neighborhood either.
It's true.
That's a huge factor. 800-259-9231. You can take control.
I don't see the black and Hispanic men calling for the dissolution of the government and doing away with the police force.
They don't know any better. They haven't heard Free Talk Live yet.
Yeah.
There's plenty. There have been blacks and Hispanics that have called this show that have agreed with what we've said.
Absolutely true.
So we just need to spread Free Talk Live, which means that you should become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. You can help us get on more radio stations around the country, as well as more internet connections. And hopefully we'll both not be as sick tomorrow night.
Hopefully.
And it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you in the meantime online, freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.